Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 20 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. During these episodes, Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's podcast, from Q&A 473, also available on YouTube, Dr. Morse will discuss hair loss, tooth decay, extreme edema, HIV, and depression. For additional information, please review show notes. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville. So get ready. It all starts right now.
Good day, my dear ones. It is extreme pleasure to always come and speak to you guys about the things of life. You know, what is more fun, right? More fun than the body to feel good, you're out of pain, your skin gets cleared up, the tumors come out of you, and you're feeling really, really good. You know, when you can't feel your physical body anymore, you're getting there. You get more here. You get more like a glow of light here because you're hooked to living foods. So your energy is going to go up after everything gets fixed and cleaned out. It's going to go way up. And if you learn how to kind of sit back a little bit and not think so much, just spend some of your time watching. Even watch your own mind try to get in with thoughts while you're going, you know what, I don't want to think today. I'm going to spend today just being like I was in the little children when you were playing and you were enjoying the moment. You didn't think, you were just being in the now. Remember, that's what Jesus said, be in the now, be like little children again. Always want to put this up because just to give you an idea of all you nutritional freaks, how less or how little nutrition mother's milk really has in it. But when you understand the carbon side of life is the energetic side of life, we burn it for fuel, combustion, gasoline, these are carbon constituents that comes out of plants. So you've got your plant life, your fruit life, all of these things for most of the vertebrates. I don't know how man got so involved in, and maybe it was just the evolution of consciousness, you know, how it came through the meat-eating levels and stuff, because as a rule, primates are not meat-eaters. So it's interesting to me how man became that. And I think it was more for survival in some of these hostile northern climates, because remember, man is an islander species. All right, so Q&A today, I say. Catch up. Y'all have fun on your weekends. This is Monday morning, July what? My calendar is so old, I don't even know. This is 20 years. Oh, this is 18. Good. This is April, though. Okay, so let me see here. Hi, I've been having problems with hair loss and tooth decay. For about a year, and this is a 20-year, no. I mean, this could be a 20-year-old in today's world, guys. I mean, this is sad. You know, I work with a lot of construction people off and on and around my house and different things, and my God, the young people are suffering so much. It's just sad, and this is what you see in the young people's hair loss all over the place, balding in the 20s, graying in the 20s. It's like, what? But you got to realize why. If you guys have an up that no one on this planet has, those of you that follow the understanding of the lymphatic system as we teach it, you have such a leg up above everybody else because it's like putting the final piece into this gigantic jigsaw puzzle of health. When you understand there's a system totally not understood, totally ignored, and they're just finding it. Remember what we've been talking about? They just found a new organ of the body, the interstitium and all that. Ask yourself, how many years, how many generations has this been without the understanding of the main system of elimination? The main system of elimination. It's easy to see how digestive waste go out. And without that understanding of that, and that metabolitic wastes are acids, and understanding the acid and the alkaline issues, it's difficult to understand what health is or isn't. It's difficult to understand why foods blow back on you, why chemistry blows back on you. And what's it's difficult to understand in this world is that chemistry is everything. We know that in chemistry and in the sciences. So I find sometimes that the allopathic community is at odds with our scientific community. And you're seeing that more and more and more. If you all have a chance to get the scientific, science news, it's called. Oh, what a beautiful people. These guys are good. That's real science happening now. Good stuff. Just good stuff. And you start to realize, wow, a lot's going on that the allopathic is just kind of falling back and falling back and falling back and falling back. Every once in a while, some pharmaceutical company's got to come up with some big lie to bolster its stocks. So there's more money being made when really there's nothing any closer. Because without the understanding of the lymphatic system, including the kidneys, the adrenal glands, the skin, the thyroid, the lymph vessels, the lymph nodes, why is a lymph node? When you have even a veterinarian cut out a lymph node because they don't understand why it's swollen, you've got a serious ignorance problem. Serious ignorance problem in somebody that handles the lives of animals and people. I mean, you have to understand the lymphatic system, what lymph nodes are for, why is bacteria in the lymph nodes, and why do you don't kill bacteria in the lymph nodes, and why microorganisms isn't man's problem. It's his terrain. It's his condition he set up by eating acid, ash-forming foods. Now, hair loss and tooth decay. Now, just stopping right there for a minute. Just stopping right there for a minute. All right, I'm getting hair loss and tooth decay. Stop. What side of chemistry is taking off hair and grinds down the teeth? Well, alkaline chemistry doesn't do it. Oh, there's only one other side of chemistry that can do it. I didn't have to go too far. I mean, he said, oh, just to the other side of the road, right? So we know it's the acid side of chemistry. Back it up. All right, you always back it up. All right, we've got acid. Where are these acids coming from? All right, well, there's foods that are acidic. Yep, there's foods that are acidic. There's foods that are acid-forming. There's foods that are like fruits. Some fruits are acidic but have an alkaline ash to it, but they'll draw on your teeth. Most of your fruits that are acidic are unripe, basically. You know, the ripening stage is your carbon stage, is your sugar stage, is your alkalizing stage. Your growth stages are always your nitrogen stages. That's why your fertilizers are always nitrogen-rich fertilizers to stimulate plant growth and growth, right? But that doesn't make sweetness because acids are bitter. So that's why you get that. That's why fermentation ends up ripening fruit in a way that, and the sad thing is, if each and every individual human could taste ripe fruit on a tree, they would understand why humans are frugivores. So, you know immediately that's taking off, breaking down the teeth, pulling the calcium out of the teeth. Alkaline doesn't do that because calcium's alkaline, right? So what could be drawing, leaching calcium out of tissue? Well, it's always acids because the body cannot be in an acidic stance because that's an inflammatory, destructive, catabolic stance. It is a highly corrosive stance for the human body to stay in. This is why you see everything the way it is. You see the lipids as a corrective measure. You see the lymph system as a lipid-based system. You start to see that. Then you realize the gallbladder is for the lymph system. You start realizing what these different tissues are really for. Who are they working for? What's their job? Because you have a simple body. All you have is a structure function made of cells. Your whole body's structure function, and it's all made of cells. But you have to take care of the cells. You have to get energy to cells, and of course cells are constantly manufacturing energy and activity. So what do you have? Metabolitic waste, byproducts from the burning of chemistry. So the big issue has always been, how does a body get rid of them without the understanding of the lymph system? And let me tell you, there's been some smart docs out there. They couldn't figure this out, and you know why? Because you're smart intellectually, you're smart academically, which makes you stupid in awareness. That's the problem. The more you sacrifice for the mind, the more stupid you can get. And this is a fact. You can be as smart as a whip, intellectually or academically, and all that academics and smart could be on false presumptions, false information. None of it be true, but you think you're really smart and you know all this, and none of it's true. Isn't that what a blow that is? And then you realize that the mind has trapped you into this archaic level of loss of freedom, a loss of happiness and joy, because you're locked in thought. And there is no truth in thought. Thought's just a process of comparisons, rationales, activity, creating. Your awareness, the viewer of the movie, is where all the awareness and where all the information is, not in books and in schools. They're only reflecting that. So if you want to know truth, you want to go within the living truth, yourself, and become conscious. And all the answers, promise you, all the answers will start flooding into you. Just ask a question, the answers will come to you. And you will see it. Not like in, oh, let me think about it and see how it fits. No, you'll see the truth of it all, because consciousness is where all things come from. God is where all things come from, the divine. And in the divine is where all the answers are. But if you go for the mind, which is not, you could say it's part of it, of course it is, but it also is the creator of creation. It deals with creation. It deals with activity and duality. So you have to be careful of getting lost in that. So when you're looking at hair loss, you're looking at pain, you're looking at all these things, which side of chemistry do these mainly fall on? And it's always falling on the acid side. Well, again, back it up. Where do these acids come from? When cells take in that nutrition, it starts burning it, whether it's ADP, AMP, ADP, whatever, you know, and all the adenosine triphosphates or diphosphates or monophosphates, all your metabolic activity is going to always yield you acid waste. Just you walking down the street creates lactic acid in the muscles, right? And after you worked out real hard in the gym, you kind of know what lactic acid feels like, because it's stiff, it makes you stiff and tight. If you have uric acid, ow, that's a little pinprick acid, that uric acid is. So all these pHs are slightly different, but they're still acidic and they're still corrosive in nature. The body has to guard against corrosive, because I'm a cell in wherever. I'm a cell in your liver. I'm a cell in your heart. If I'm getting hit with acids, you can imagine what eventually is going to happen to me. You're going to eventually imagine. I'm protected with phospholipids. HDL is in the outer wall of the cell membrane wall. It's protective to the acids that are being discharged from the cell, and also in the fluid outside of the cell, the lymphatic fluids. The acids do not build up in the little 20% blood. Why? What happens when the blood becomes acidic? Your death. Your death, and pretty quick. What, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? Not good. So the first part of your question is acid. So when you get to what system deals with it, you guys are the premier understandings of what system deals with the acid side of chemistry. And that's the great lymphatic system. It's all right there. And if you studied and studied and thought the lymphatic system is different, then you have to come home. So this is your lymphatic system. You know, when I first started out, you didn't see it so much in the head like we do now. Now, all the tumors and throats and that, but all the tonsils have been out for years, and it's a nightmare. For about a year, I followed a vegetarian grain diet and ended up with these issues. I thought that anti-nutrients in the grain foods were causing the tooth decay, so I switched to eating a lot of animal foods. This is when my hair loss began. Yeah, because you're building acidity. You're building acidity, and you don't want to build acidity, you want to build alkalinity balance. You want to build balance or homeostasis. And I don't know if there's truly a word of homeostatic issues, because you have the swinging, the movement, ionization. It's a constant flux. You don't have sunny stability of chemistry. I don't see that ever taking place, where just something stays the same and there's some kind of magic homeostatic level that things are, because things are always waxing away. Things are always breathing. You know, things are always metabolizing and eliminating. You have those four processes: digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination. You fail on these four processes, you fail on keeping the machine healthy. That's simple. You know, get rid of the concept of diseases and understand cause and effect, and you'll have it down. when you understand the simple things about two sides of chemistry, which does what. Mm-hmm. So I visited my German naturopathic doctor, and he put me back on a fruit and vegetable. Well, I like that German naturopathic doctor. Yes. Now we're getting a good naturopath here, guys. Naturopaths do not put people on meat. That's the one thing you get off on when you enter our field, is you try to get off the dead animal crap and their milks. That's the number one thing. It's a number one in natural healing. Oh, no, here comes the new naturopath and trained by medical doctors. Oh, you got to have high-protein diets. What? You haven't been studying and learning naturopathy. You're in a field you don't know. You're using a name. So this is a good thing. Base cleansing diet. He's exactly right. If you want to kick this up one other level, get rid of the vegetables. Get rid of the vegetables. You know, get yourself on a grape diet and use upper circulation, brain and nerve. Upper circulation and brain and nerve. Now, if you have too much, now here's another thing that can happen, guys. You could start on this program, get on a high fruit diet, and see accelerated hair loss. Why? Well, remember the first case I told you, my very first case was a young lady from New York City, and she heard about an ashram in the Bahamas having a 2 or 3 week, a month long, whatever it was, fruitarian, cleansing, fasting, yoga stuff. And so she did. She said, this sounds neat. So she went from New York City eating sausage sandwiches on the street to a fruitarian lifestyle. So she came to me and all her fingernails fell off. She said, look, all my fingernails fell off. Well, I said, well, what have you been doing? She told me about this. I said, if I had not been experienced in my own detox and understanding, I wouldn't have known how to address that. I'd have looked at her going, hell, I don't know. I don't know why they fell off, but when you start detoxifying, guys, those weaknesses of yours are going to start coming. You will not feel any pain or discomfort in areas that are healthy. You're only going to feel your areas of weaknesses. And that's tick, 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 knock, knock, hello. The eyes will tell you, because everywhere you feel a weakness, you're going to see it in your iris. It's so cool. I mean, it's all mapped out, so it's all, everything, check, check, truth. Truth, truth, absolutely. You know, none of this, I guess, or, you know, it's an autoimmune problem, or it's a disease, right. No. So, you did the right thing. You know, you want to get up on a high fruit diet, but when you start on these diets, your body's going to eliminate those, especially if you dig in too fast. Your body's going to dump those things that are weak. They'll grow back. And they'll grow back like you've never seen them before. Let me tell you, when you see a healthy nails come back, they look like they're fake. I mean, I'm telling you, this lady came in and I thought she had fake fingernails on. She said, these are mine. And I'm going, whoa, good job. You know, and so that's the sort of thing, you know. So just remember that when you start detoxing, you could lose hair and lose things like that because the body's going to get rid of its weaknesses. But it'll build it back twice as, 10 times stronger. All right, which I was on before I switched to the grain diet. He is an iridologist, yep, and did an eye exam on me and saw that I had absorption problems. So if you have absorption problems, immediately you know what system's down, lymphatic. So immediately you know that's the acid system. And guess, if you had to guess, I've got two people here. I'm going to try this experiment if they'll do it. I'm going to put someone on steroids and someone on chemotherapy. Which one's good? I mean, good steroids. Alkaline steroid. Which one's going to lose the hair? Chemotherapy. Why? Acids. Destroys tissue. And yet they give it to you. Oh, yeah. And our government sometimes forces you to have it. State governments. I mean, this planet is a lot worse than you thought it was. And when you wake up to what's been going on allopathically in our state, you're seeing already what's happening in the government, how corrupt it's gotten. And no one knew. Still a little time. Look at all the state, cities, and towns. They've also gotten so corrupt, overreaching building departments. They'll tell you when to flush the toilet, when you can use the toilet. I mean, so one of the days, these people have to I mean, you have ballots have to come in here. So I'm on my cleansing diet now. However, I'm still having hair loss issues. It could take a while. Upper circumbrain and nerve, it's a good way to curb that, get blood flowing more aggressively into those hair follicles and stuff. So upper circ is the way we get new hair to grow faster, but you want to drain the sinuses and get your head drained. It isn't like I'm just going to eat a few fruit and my hair's going to grow back. It's nothing like that. It's not like what you think at all. Just take a little bit of nutrition, it'll correct everything. You're agglomerated. You're stagnant lymphatically. You have a whole system down that you have to hydrate and get filtering. That's a big friggin' deal, and you got to reach all the way up to here to get it down to your kidneys. Or get a lot of sweating out of the head. And you know, this is a big deal. You want to work on your neural lymphatics. You want to handle your ears. Start opening all these closed agglomerated doors. Hydration and get every fluids moving again and filtering again out of the kidneys. That's how you win the day. You can't just eat a few fruits and say, well, my hair's still falling out. It will be for a while. You know, and even on the fruit diet, if you got a lot of weaknesses up there, you could lose even more still. But it'll grow back. And that's important to understand. Don't get freaked out. Your car's going into the body shop. Remember that? Now, however, I'm still having hair loss, particularly around my front hairline. So think about that. Frontal lobe, right? All right, so what's up there? Pituitary and pineal. Pineal, insomnia, can't sleep right, right? That's your spiritual, too. That's your third eye. They call it the tishratil. That's a good one to have. That one's an essential need here. Then you got the pituitary, which is the master endocrine gland, hooked right into the hypothalamus, which is the main frame of the brain. So, you know, big deals. And then, of course, that's all hooked to the transverse colon, which can be a mess. You know, I mean, this is just... So this is how we trace it out. So you've got your eyes. If your German naturopath took a picture of your eyes, take a look at them or have him sit down. He's probably into German iridology, but that's okay. But, guess what? Our lymphatic iridology chart is almost done. My book is on the way of being done. We are the first in the world to introduce lymphatic iridology. Get these iridologists to understand the lymph system a lot more and how to decipher it out of the eye a lot more. Now, this only happens when I eat too much of one food, like 30 bananas, or if I eat something that has pesticides. Whoa. So, can you advise how I can regrow my hair after my digestive problems have been fixed? It is possible to regrow lost hair due to digestive problems. Oh, yeah, but this isn't digestive problems causing hair loss. Same problem, different system. In other words, you're having digestive problems because of the same system as you're having hair problems. Your digestion has nothing to do with hair growth. However, the lymph system takes care of the cells both digestively and your digestive organs, which is going to be the main digestive organ is the pancreas of the human body, which is made of what? Cells and two fluids. How about the bowel wall? Oh, cells and two fluids. Yeah. You know, so, you know, wherever we go, we see the same thing. But you have to take it back further. You know, to a medical doctor, all your digestive problems are causing your hair loss. Take it back. All right, what's the common denominator between the two? Interstitial fluids. Different cells, different functions. No correlation there. All right, what's the correlation? Blood and lymph. Services both, right? So you have to really look at that. And your problem is lymphatic big time, and that's much more serious. And that's also why you have digestive or malabsorption problems. It's interesting, you can fix everything hyper-focusing on that one system. It's amazing, but that's how simple things are. The intellectual mind made it complex, so complex that even they don't understand it. Do you think that's truth, and that's the way life should be lived? No. That's called being lost. Yeah, thanks, and thanks to you, my friend. What about my teeth? Any advice on regrowing? Absolutely. Make sure your saliva is alkaline. If you have to do a bicarbonate flush, sodium bicarbonate, you know, baking soda, a little baking soda and a little water, teaspoon of water. Keep this alkaline. But what makes your saliva acidic? Your lymph system. Your lymph system is everywhere, in your gums, in your teeth. When you have an abscess, what system? Blood? No. Lymphatic. I'm trying to get my dentist. He's finally getting it a little bit. The lymphatic system. This isn't about sugars. This isn't about bacteriums. This is about acids. That's serious stuff. And the more acidic your mouth is, the more loss of what? Calcium. Because your body's going to pull leach calcium to try to buffer acids. These are nitrogen, phosphorus types of foods. And that's not the main food of the body. Go back to where's the protein level in mother's milk? Where's the carbon level in mother's milk? At the top, the lipids, where's the lymphatic side? In the middle. And when you eat that way, you feel good and healthy. When you bring the protein, which is at the end, up to the top, that's when you start getting hair loss, inflammation, things breaking down, agglomerations, and that's when everything starts going south, or shall we say, hellville. Mm-hmm. So, you want to get... Now, suspicion here with what's going on. Take a look at your eyes, man. Take a look at your pituitary, because where am I going now? I want to rebuild teeth. Where am I going, guys? Parathyroid. But I've got a lot of hair loss here. So in my mind, I'm going, uh-oh, potential pituitary. All right, so let's take a look. Let's get the eyes. Let's take a look. Because you could go after your parathyroid and it just sit there going, what do you want me to do? The boss is not telling me to do anything. See what I'm saying? So you always have to go to the boss. If the boss is okay, good. Then we can go to there by itself. But this is just some of the things of the way I think when I'm looking at a case and you're telling me a case like this. I'm going to go to the gland. I'm going to go to all these different places because in the case of regeneration, you have to get on the alkaline side of chemistry. Predominant alkaline side. There's just no two ways about it. And the only foods that offer that to you are your fruits, your berries, your melons, and your vegetables. Those are the only foods that offer you that perfect. Yes. And that is the perfect constituent of fruit, berries, and melons. It's just what you see right there in vegetable second. It's as closest to the chemistry of mother's milk as you can get. Grains, beans, dead animals, and milk, way out. Way different. Mm. All right, my dear man. So take off on that. Get your sinuses drained. Clear, get all this clear here. You're not going to grow hair with you being impacted here, the transverse bowel impacted and can't absorb. All of these things like that. You just have to work on that. So you have to go back to the system that's touching all your problems. Remember, the lymphatic system and the blood are systemic. Cells are individuals and individual spaces. But what's systemic is your blood and lymph. It flows around the body and catches all the cells. Peace and blessings, Dr. Morrison, friends. Same. My soul reveals an immense gratitude to you. Ah, thank you, my dear one. But we are all one. So I'm just one of you guys with my hands out saying, come on, I'll help you. And I'm sure you would all do the same, wouldn't you? If you find truth, aren't you going to help others with it? Some of you youngsters, you know, when you learn things, teach your friends. Hard work, dedication, and passion to uplift a fallen humanity. Whew. Thank you so much for that, but you hit it right on the head. A fallen humanity is big time. You know, man is just like burying his head deeper into the darkness. It's like, no, it's a beautiful species, and it can really become a very beautiful species. It's just that it needs you guys' help to open some higher pathways of awareness, which is just what you guys are doing. You know, when you're teaching people about how the lymph system works and how to get healthy, you're introducing them to information that's never been on the planet. You guys are privy to that because you've opened yourselves up to that. And it shows that you each are spiritual in your own rights and that you each are God people in your own rights. You're looking for truth. You're not getting lost in these little bitty boxes and spaces like, yeah, well, you know, I'll think about it. And I know I love my medical. I love this. Yeah, no. You've each have had experiences that have taught you that, wait a minute, maybe I need to look elsewhere. Maybe I need to look for truth in places higher and more evolved. So it's exciting to work with you guys in doing this. It's fun stuff, to be honest with you, because humanity has got to uplift itself. It's got the potential to become quite beautiful. I, too, would love to be of service and help others heal. I, however, realize the only way to do this is to heal myself first. Ah, very wise individual. Oh. Cayenne? Thank you for everything. Ah, thank you, my dear. I come from a background of heavy drug abuse, mostly with stimulants, ADHD prescriptions. You know, it makes my heart sad when you look at what the pharmaceutical industry has done to man through vaccinations, through the huge lie of vaccines, what they've done to man, what they've done to our kids, what they've done to us. I mean, it's vomitous. So is it vital that we help humanity uplift itself and become awake? Absolutely, because it has gotten so down Hellville Road that it's sad to see some of these babies and what's going on here. Sometimes it's hard to take, guys. Marcy breaks down all the time. Attila breaks down. It's insane. It's friggin' insane out here. A lot of sick people. Oh well. We're here to change that, aren't we? I have gotten off those deadly medications for almost a year now. I noticed after I quit smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, and taking stimulants and completely turned my diet around to only fruits and veggies, my menstrual cycle has completely stopped. Common too, sweetheart. It's common for that to happen. And it'll come back. You know, so no, it's a very common thing when you start detoxifying that the period stops. And then as everything corrects itself, you'll get your monthly cycles back. And they'll be corrected and better. And then one thing you want to look for is very spotty periods. You don't want to have heavy bleeding. Matter of fact, the beautiful thing about this level for the ladies is your periods go less and less and less and less. The cleaner you are, the less you just spot. I knew fruitarian women that just spot a little bit each month. That's what you want. You know, you've heard everything from curse and everything about women's monthly cycles and things. It's just a cleansing cycle. The uterus is a house. It's going to be a home for a little one. So it's got to be cleaned every month because it could be a home. You know, God takes care of things. So if the house is not clean, the monthly cycles can be bad. The more acidic a lady is, the more pain, the more bleeding, the more clotting. You know, the more odorous. You know, and these are not fun things for the ladies as well as anyone else, you know. And this is the beauty of health and vitality and raw foods. It's cleanliness. Internal cleanliness. And you feel it. And it makes you feel like a true woman, you know. So that's good. So look for that to happen. Boy, you had a life, didn't you? Cigarettes and alcohol and stuff like that. My menstrual cycle is completely stopped. I have not had a period in 6 months. It'll come back. Could this be due to a failure with the pituitary or the hypothalamus? Well, you could have a weakness there. No question. No question. That's a good take on that. You guys are getting so smart. I'm just proud of you guys. But oh yeah, I would be looking at that. Get your eyes and take a look at that. See if you have pituitary weakness, because in the fixing of this, you might have to take, well, you always take the endocrine gland formulas to help all the glands, but sometimes we need to bump up the pituitary, we take the pituitary herbals. Or if we need to go after a parathyroid, we're going after the pituitary with the herbals and maybe the parathyroid with the glandulars. I already know my adrenals are probably shot from all the stimulants, so I am to get these back up and running. Yeah, yeah, they will though. But if the pituitary is down, it can also keep the adrenals down as well, see? Master gland. I have also struggled with scalp psoriasis. Okay here. Now, you see, now we're starting to put a lot of stuff up here now. We're starting to put heavy lymph stagnation here, psoriasis of the scalp. So now we have heavy lymph stagnation. Now another thing with that, remember the lymphatic system. All right, so yeah, it's getting confusing sometimes, but, and I don't know how this female researcher dubbed it lymphatic before they found the lymphatic. Anyway, she must have known it was there all along, which is an assumption that we all need to make. But the psoriasis tells me you have heavy lymph stagnation in those spaces, honey. So how much is involved? This also suggesting that the spinal fluid is involved in some of this detox. You might want to check your spine, make sure it's straight and all of that. She's had this for 3 years. It was a very mild case, but yeah, but this is the brain. No, no, no. So we want to detox the head. You want that gone. But and the reason is pituitary, hypothalamus, pineal, all of that. All of that there. But still there, nonetheless, absolutely. This is due to a backed up lymph system. This is sewage, you know, acid sewage, so it's going to break down the skin, you know. That's what acids do. They break down cells. That's how you get a damaged cell. And what do they call a damaged cell in allopathy? Oh, a cancer cell. But you see how simple that is? Mm-hmm. I presume, however, I have also read this could be due to liver... No. Now see, you were right first. Now here's the correlation. How does liver problems create psoriasis of the head? Now remember, the liver is a chemical factory. It is involved in chemical transmutation. Ever read the book Biological Transmutations, where the body's constantly, life is constantly transmutating chemistry. That's just the way life is. So it happens internally and externally as well. But what, you see, you have to understand that the same, what correlation would the liver have with the scalp, the lymph system, the blood system? You've got two systems that you can correlate systemically, meaning head to toe, through everything. Because you might see an ovary, that's function, of course, is with the hormones. And then you have them, the medical community saying you have a breast tumor or a lung tumor because ovarian can't. I mean, stupid. You have to look at what is systemic and what is relatable to one tissue that's way down there to another tissue that's way up there that has totally different functions to it, structure functions, cells, and that there is no correlation other than blood and lymph, except for the correlation of keeping the entity alive and functionable. That, of course, obviously. So that's what you want to look at. You're right on. You're right on point, my dear one. Right on point. I also read that the liver problem would detoxifying the lymph do my scalp some justice. It'll clean everything. Remember, you're after that which has become systemically stagnant and breaking you down. That's why you see the hot spot. That's why when they give you chemo, you're already hot spotted up genetically, right? And your lymph is already, there's no one on this planet the lymph isn't a little backed up. And most people quite a bit backed up. So you've got hot spots in your genetic weaknesses. Your lymph is even additionally backed up. So these are hot spots. You give someone chemo high acidosis, those spots are going to blow. And they're the first to blow. And then they call it metastasized. See, your level of understanding is unbelievably greater than allopathic's level of understanding. You have to understand that. What you guys understand is how it all works. And you can explain it. You might not always understand all the little pathways and stuff, but neither do they always. Okay? Doesn't matter. You understand how to take someone that's living in Hellville and bring them to Wellville. That's a big deal, guys. And a lot of you know how to connect to the consciousness, connect the soul back to itself, awaken the soul from thought and desire. You know, all we are is just all our attentions are lost in desire and thinking. Once we break that, it's like waking up from the movie again. Oh, wow, look at everything. I was lost in thought and desire. Good job, sweetie. Really good job. Really good job. I was experiencing extreme edema in both legs and ankles, diagnosed with DVT and prescribed blood thinner 18 months ago. And here's another good one right here. Tried ketogenic diet past year and got significant relief, but edema persists and seems to be related most to diet. Very active 62-year-old male. Exercise also provides significant relief. You're answering your own question here. Came across your site, purchased Detox Miracle, and I'm trying raw food diet. Day number 3, edema flare up. Irritability, mood, lack of concentration. Could this be a healing crisis? Thanks, Steve. Mr. Steve, now, everything you're saying is pointing to one system and one system only. And this is where a lot of people think when they see edemic issues. Or even the red, I get the redness too, you know, you're thinking blood and all this kind of stuff. But the inflammatory response is a lot more lymphatic than it is vascular, blood. And you have to understand that when you see edema, what's going on? I mean, why would the body start holding water? Basically, back it up to the beginning. What side of chemistry is edemic changes related to? The acid side of chemistry. Why? Because acids agglomerate and dehydrate. The edema is trying to come in, and remember, water is the universal what? Solvent. So now the body is bringing in edemic or water in either an osmotic or diffusion type issue, depending. Generally an osmotic issue where you have a very dense chemistry involvement. And that's when you bring water, water's pulled into, you have a less dense fluid moving into a higher dense solution. That's osmosis, that's tough. So that's where you see those edemic changes, the swelling. And you went on a raw food diet so you can see additional swelling because your body's trying to get hydration. And what the number one thing that tells you, you're in kidney failure and you're very acidic. When you see swollen ankles, where's the first place? You know, medical doctors years ago knew the first place you went when you saw swollen ankles. Where's the first place you go when you see swollen ankles? Kidneys. Kidneys. Your kidneys are down. And you just have to work on those babies. That's all there is to it. And get them to filter. Get yourself hydrated. So you're going to see edemic changes just a little bit with this. You're going to see, if you're already swollen, you could get a little more. This is why we tell you to reduce the lymphatic formulas. And if you're edemic, we highly recommend that maybe you don't need a lymphatic formula for the first month. Maybe you just need a kidney formula for the first month because your diet is very lymphatic. Fruits are very lymphatic. So I can just say to you that you're going to see that a little bit. There's nothing you can do about it. Get dry fasting. Get those kidneys filtering ASAP. So do a little dry fasting, but work up to that dry fasting. A little fruit, berries, work for a few days, then take a day off, a little water maybe, and then take a day off with water fasting. I mean, with dry fasting, and then come back with a little water and a little fruit maybe. But I can just say this to you. You want to get those kidneys opened up, because that's serious. When you start seeing edema in the body, you're very dehydrated. It's a very acidic stance that the body's in, and that's a corrosive stance. And then the next stage is tumors, breaking down of tissue, the serious stuff. So be very careful. This is a big warning to you. And it's very important that you do that. Stay away from proteins. Get your kidneys to filter. Pee in a jar and look at it. But if this is extreme edema, ooh, that's not good. You know, and that's a prostate involvement. There's a lower back involvement here, L4, L5. There's a lot of involvement you can start having with this. Hips, knees. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, dig in. You're on the right track. But remember, you got to focus on the lymphatic system and the kidneys and adrenals. Vital that you get yourself filtering. So I would move myself as quick as I can to a dry fast scenario. We can get those kidneys opened up. I would hit the kidney formulas and the adrenals. You know, go after it with the herb side as well. And you will be okay. Wow. Let's see. Wow, this is a big one. My previous emails was about the HIV depression, where I went on a rant. Well, you know, if I'm diagnosed with HIV and depression, I'd probably want to rant myself, you know. But you're talking to people now, my dear one, that can help you find remedy. And that's the key, is getting your remedy and getting your happiness back. This is a 20-year-old, I don't know. I guess it's a male. You can definitely see it's a male. You got a hairy chest, man. Of course, there's some hairy females, aren't there? What would cause hair to grow all over a female? Where would her imbalance be? In the adrenal glands, right? Maybe even in the pituitary. We were talking about estrogen, testosterone type issue. So this is a male that's 20 years old, about 165 pounds, 5'10". So I've tested myself after already a year now, and it's 100% not HIV. At this point, I feel much better than prior to knowing 100% whether or not I have, and I was going crazy. I still feel like there's something wrong. The main and most important issue that is driving me crazy is the sound. Yes, the sounds that keep coming from my intestines. You mean bowel sounds, as we call them? Yes, the sounds on my previous email, I kept saying stomach, but after you answered my email in the video, you made notice of that. It is really the stomach or below the stomach, which are the intestines, absolutely. So yes, it's indeed the intestines making the sound. Sometimes it's right above my pelvic area, but sometimes it's on my left side below the rib. Well, you know, when you have peristalsis, you know, and you've got a lot of inflammation, you can hear bowel sounds, and you might have, the best way to look at the design of your bowel is back to the eye again, and you can see where you're spastic. You could be spastic and you have things opening up and closing, and you know, you could have narrow pathways, balloon pathways, spastic bowel, prolapsed bowel, pocketed bowel. When I eat, I notice when I eat liquid food, almond milk or tea or coffee, they are more often and severe. Could be your bowels are just wanting some nice cleaning, you know, get the lymph system moving interstitially, get the wall cleaned off, get your kidneys filtering, and you know, get into the fruits, berries, melons, and salad side of life a little bit. At night, if I sleep on my left side, they start coming, so I have so sleep straight. I have two. sleep straight on my back or right side. I have headaches here and there, and somehow that could come from your stomach, though. Sounds like you've got a lot of lymph stagnation interstitially, so you have a lot of agglomeration. You've got spasticity, perhaps. Definitely malabsorption would be considered here, high up on the list here. Headaches could indicate a lot of acidosis of the stomach, or again, a sinus pressure. Like in my previous email, I feel like everything is connected with the intestines. Could be. Almost literally everybody has chronic bowels, chronic intestines. Almost everybody, literally. Or half of them. Absolutely. To say there's a healthy colon on this planet, that's a $1 million baby. I don't think I have parasites or worms since I don't, well, you can't judge for losing weight or anything like that. You want to take the parasitic formulas. I think everybody needs to deworm themselves, whether you think you have them or not. And if you don't, hooray. If you do, you got rid of a problem. But deworming is vital for everybody to do. You do it in the islands all the time. So that's why I have parasite M&G. Deworm yourselves. If you haven't, do it and see what comes out of you. Might be nothing. Might be a lot of goodies. Might be some stuff that get your eyes open. I don't lose weight. I get fat super easy, so I have to keep a count of my calories. That's your adrenal glands. And two, my stools look fine. Sometimes they might be yellow. Sometimes yellow stools. Could that be sulfur? You could have sulfur. You could have a lot of sulfur in your gut, and you're feeling a lot of spasticity and gas and bloatiness as that sulfur's breaking loose. You could look at your eyes. Like I said, sulfur's going to be orange yellow. So if you're seeing yellow in your orange in your stools, it could be sulfur. That would explain this a lot. It says sometimes your stool might be yellow, sometimes a bit green. It depends on what I eat, but I haven't ever noticed any worms or whatever. You won't unless you're on worm killers. If you go 100% raw, it could kill the worms out of you. But I know some people that have got worms out eating raw foods, but they come out alive. But I'd go on herbs. You know, did an herbal worm program, deworming program. So what is it? Either one of those. You know, my dear lad, you ought to get a picture of your eyes and really send it in when you send something like this. Matter of fact, why don't you do that? His kidneys are filtering a lot, so that's excellent. You know, I just have to send me pictures of your eyes. That's all I can tell you. You see skin pictures. He's got bumps all over the skin, which that's all lymph. It sounds like your lymph system's a mess, man. That's just what it looks like to me. Your lymph system's a mess. Fat on the thighs. I think your lymph system's a mess. Yeah, a few pimples on the chest here. Yeah. This says, sounds from it. So to summarize my issues, sounds from the intestines. In the past, when I was worrying every day, I would get massive acid reflux and nausea. But ever since I was 100% sure it was not HIV anymore, they are gone. So you can see how you can slam your adrenal glands down when you have that level of stress. And so when your adrenals go down, your kidneys go down, and your lymph goes down. So now you're not moving anything. Big, big problems. So, and they are gone. So we can link the nausea and the worry I've had every day. Absolutely. The skin. My skin is not how I would like it to be. Then you've got to clean it. You've got to get your kidneys filtered and go back to what we're teaching here, my man. Mostly on my back. Used to have it on my front, too. I'll see you used to. So you're cleaning it more and more and more. The butt, pimples like dots, see all that. Red, black, some are actual pimples. I poop, some not, some hurt, but that's all lymph. All acidosis, lymph. Some can cause pain because it hits the nerve. Some just pick and pop and get all the white lymph crap out. You know, that's all acid lymph crap. Just like picking pimples. If you pick pimples, especially right in here, here's a lot of lymph channels coming out right here. You can pick, get all that white nasty. That's all lymph. And notice, for you pickers, that just do some ice cream the day before, and then wait a day or so, and then pick your face. And I'll show you how much more lymph you get out after you do dairy products. For you pickers. I try to poop, although they seem like they are inside an ingrown hair. Well, you know, man, you just have to detox. You just have to detox. Get deep. Drive deep. Get your eyes. Your eye pictures should answer all your questions. If not, send it to me. In the past, when I was freaking out, I've had dozens of issues. After I calmed down, it's only these two. Well, take a look at your eyes, my dear man. Send us a picture of your eyes. And we'll take a look, make note who you are, and we'll discuss them in front of the clan. Hello, I am 21-year-old woman who ended up a 5-year relation, who ended a 5-year. Wow, you were 16? Childhood sweetheart, huh? 5-year relationship because I found out my boyfriend was sleeping around with multiple other women. Sorry to hear that, honey. That's not fun. Especially after 5 years and you're only 21 years old. I bet that hurt. But you know, sweetheart, you come out on top. You come out and you become stronger from that. You become stronger from all of this. You know, you can't give yourself away too much to others. You can love intently, but don't give yourself away too much because then it rips you apart. And who lost on that one? See, so these kind of relationships, even though you're the female and that hurts the most probably, make it make you stronger. And don't give your heart away so much. You know, you can give it away, but don't give it away. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody steal your heart from you. You know, I can tell you got a big heart, and you keep that big heart. You can love others and love someone intently, but don't give them your heart. You know what I mean by that? Because there's only one person that ends up getting hurt that way. And this is the time for you younger people to learn survival techniques. This is a warring planet you're on, and we're trying to turn it around. So learning all that you're learning is incredible survival techniques. And learning the spiritual side of life and pulling back and becoming whole as one, the woman warrior or the male warrior. You know, this is your survival, and you're not bumped around. I think I know where you're coming from with this, though. Because I found out my boyfriend was sleeping around with a lot of my women, I found out a couple of months later that I had contracted genital herpes. Oh, from my ex while he was sleeping around. I have been on an 80% fruit diet for about 7 months. I have used the Javana detox teas for about 4 months and was wondering if there is anything else I can do to really kick this herpes virus out of me. Yeah, get your kidneys filtering. Go aggressively after the lymph system. Dig in. Do your grape diets and stuff like that. Don't just focus on the herpes. Focus on your body. You're going after health of the body. Excuse me. And in a state of health, the viruses are out of the body, baby. So that's what you have to do is go after health. Well, your lymph system is how you eliminate. And if your blood's carrying, it'll dump into the lymph system. Clean the spleen, clean the kidneys. Get everybody moving out. And then you'll be successful in this. But you have to, sometimes people that get these herpes, they have very backed up lymph systems. As a rule, when you contract something like a virus, you have a culturing medium pretty good for that. You know, because a lot of people, viruses go in and go out. I feel like I'm not getting there. I love your videos, and I have heard you say that you can absolutely... Yeah, but you've got to dig. You said you're about 80% fruit. Kick it up, honey. Kick it up and dig in. Get your kidneys filtering dry fast. You are battling not with the virus. You're battling with the system that's holding it in you. Okay? And that's the system you're after. And that will clean you. You know, this is part of the problem. You get in these viral loads and you got to go after the systems. And that's what they don't get. People that, when you're talking about vaccines, what system in the body is vaccines generally geared to? Not the blood. I mean, that's what they try to get. But what system is going awry in a person that has smallpox, measles, any of the problems they vaccinate you against? Where's your problem? Lymphatic! Sewage! And they will not know that. They will not correct themselves, and they will continue to kill and maim and hurt humans until either humans wake up or they wake up. I just want to know if I'm doing everything right. You need to dig, baby. Dig in. You know, this isn't like I'll take a few herbs or take a few fruits and everything will be okay. No, you're in a battle with your body, your genetics, and your lymph systems. And when you realize that's what you're truly in battle with, then your sleeves go up, your battle tools are your fruits, your berries, your melons, and your botanicals. Those are your tools of the trade. Water fasting, dry fasting, these are the tools of our trade. That's our little medical box, if you want to call it that. That's our tools. That's our herbs. That's our raw foods, particularly the fruits, the berries, the melon. Vegetables too low. No, no, no. And of course, dry fasting and water. And those are our tools of our trade. And that's how we can take you from Hellville to Wellville. In it is not toxic chemicals, toxic pharmaceuticals. There's no treatment of diseases. There's no idiocy involved in that. You're simply understanding the nature of chemistry, that foods fall in the same nature of chemistry, that man has been eating acid ash forming foods, which is the site of chemistry no vertebrates are supposed to be eating on except the carnivores, and they pay a price for it. Right, I have read a lot online about how this can affect pregnancies and newborns. Well, you know, if you have herpes and get pregnant, shame on you guys, because you're going to give the baby herpes. I mean, systemic is systemic, you know, these are things. You don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. You ladies particularly, you are I don't know what the word to bring it. You are the representatives of the divine in so many ways. And you are holding a lot of responsibility for humanity, actually. It is the females that are responsible for the love of mankind, not males. Are you kidding? If we waited for that, hell would freeze over. It's you ladies that are bringing the love principles, the higher levels of awareness to this planet. Men are corrosive and acids. I hate to say it, guys. So this is why a lot of you spiritual guys are like me. We're half male and half female. You know, we can flip to either side. We have our love, romance, and compassion. And then we have our toughness and our roughness. Yep. I have read... Okay, let me see here. And this scares me that my whole life will be affected by this. Not if you correct it now, but yeah, it's a big deal. But you look at it as a wake-up call, as a favor this unfaithful entity did for you. He did you some favors. One is learning how to control your emotions and not give yourself away too much. A tough lesson at 21 years old. And then, of course, you must need it for your health issues. There's a reason that it's forcing you to detoxify yourself. This might be a little bit of the... Here, you need to look deeper because there might be something else going on in your body that if you didn't have this, you would have never known. You've never looked for how to get rid of this. And that could have been something life-threatening. So you never know. That's why we can never judge anything. Everything's happening for a reason, and you can't judge it. But it is tripping you and bringing you into this level of detoxification and regeneration for a reason. Dang God. A lot of mucus. Look at your eye picks. Guys, get used to the picks. This is where your answers are, right here. This is where your inner world is. And when you get good at looking at your eyes and looking at your inner world, that's me. No, that's your body. I plan on starting a family one day, and this scares me. Not until you get rid of this, my dear. And you can get rid of it. Get focused. Because, again, there could be other things going on in you you're unaware of right now. Breast cancers, lung cancer, who knows? So this is a blessing in disguise. Going to force you to get right in there. You're a woman that wants to get rid of it. Good, I'm with you. Dig in, baby. I would love if you could answer some of my questions and give me some idea of what I need to do to get rid of this problem. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to hearing from you. Go forth and conquer, my dear one. Namaste. I don't know how to pronounce that. G-U-R-U-J-I. Well, I'll say this. I love you guys, too. You have lots of fans in India. Well, I have to tell you, my heart has got a big love for you guys, too. I love Indian people, and I love Indian food, as you guys already know. Some of the most humble people on the planet, if you guys hadn't noticed, the Indian people are just so beautiful and humble, and a lot of poverty makes my heart want to throw up. God! But, you know, a lot of spirituality in India. And if you bring it down and you bring it down, the bottom line to this spirituality, it comes to you. And it comes to you are the living truth, each and every one of you. And realize that. And the only way you realize that is quit thinking. Quit desiring. Kick back. Spend some time alone. Find yourself a man or woman cave. Shania Twain, remember, has a woman cave. Find yourself a woman cave or a male cave and spend some time with the self. Not in thought. You don't want to engage thought and all of those processes. Mm-mm. Your meditation is a time of non-thought, a time of beingness, a time of, as Sufi says, of a God absorption, of becoming the one again. You're letting all things of creation go. You no longer desire activity and form. You desire rest and peace and love and joy. And that is found in the ever-presence of the now. But all the answers of life are found in the now. All things are in the now. All your friends are in the now. And that which you seek is in the now. It is not in time. It is not in creation. Creation is your ball and chain. And to find that eternal freedom, you must connect to that which is yourself. That's the only thing that has the freedom. That's the only thing that has awareness in life is God. So remember that. And so when you're looking at your awareness, who are you? Mm-hmm. Don't sell yourself short. Humans tend to do that. They tend to look at themselves in human form. And no. That's your form that you're playing with. That's your vehicle. Your emotional form is simply your emotions to play with. Your thought, your mind, is simply the tools to navigate creation. But who's the awareness behind all of these tools? And the only way you're going to know that is to become that. You can only be who you are. Well, how do you do that? You can't. You can't do it through the mind. You can only be that which you already are, and it is beyond thought. So to be it, there's only one way. Stop thinking. You know, Phoebe Quant said to me one time in his probably a long time training me, was stop thinking and stop talking, and there's nothing you won't know. So, my good friends in India, this is Sheree, S-H-R-I, I hope so, 33 60-year-old male, 6 foot tall, 104, okay, I don't know body weight in that. Sedentary lifestyle. 70% of my diet was Indian non-vegetable curries, fast foods, and white rice. Ah, yeah. My health issues are varicose veins. All right, so 6 foot tall Indian. So I'm going to go out on a limb that there is some pituitary issues here, right? Varicose veins. All right, so varicose veins tells you that you're losing calcium, that a lot of food you were putting into the body was acid ash foods. So when you entered the acids into the bloodstream, there's only one remedy. If you ask a medical doctor, bicarbonate is everything. Then how do you explain the calcium buffering system that a great many well-respected universities have discovered? Exactly. And you get to see it firsthand. Why would you lose calcium out of matrix? And when you're looking, there's only one basement layer. They call it one layer of connective tissue when it comes to the vascular walls. And when you start losing that calcium for too acidic, even the slight move, boy, you start leaching, you start seeing herniations of that wall. Aneuristic look, where you see the prolapsing, if you will. Varicose or spider veins, because following that can be depression, wrinkled skin, like I said, prolapsed uteruses, bladders. Some ladies, the uteruses are so prolapsed, it's pushing the bladder out. Yeah, hernias, aneurysms. Man, we can keep on going, but depression's a big one, right? Abnormal bone growth, stunted bone growth, all types of mutations. I mean, we could just keep on going. So very important. I would be looking at my pituitary, definitely parathyroid here. Yeah. But again, keep in mind now, and we're looking at specific tissues as the causative areas, but what could make those cells cease to function properly? Again, you got to go back to the, take it back to the wall. Take it back to the wall, okay? Two sides of chemistry, acids, strip, break down, and which system are we in? The lymphatic system. Now we can pull forward. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. The lymphatic system in the parathyroid's down. The lymphatic system up in the sinus and pituitary. Transverse bowel's a mess. So all these systems are chronic now because of the long genetic weaknesses of these. Now we're getting to the tissues. Now, we come from the wall. We understand we're dealing in acids. We understand we're dealing in lymphagglomeration or stagnation. You got to get to there first. Now we pull forward to specific areas where it's worse than genetic weaknesses. Additional lymph stagnation. Even Dr. Jensen talked about that, remember? So now, man, come out. You're getting me going. So Jensen, and you see that in iridology and in our class. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you all your lacunas. Look at the lacunas, the crypts. They all have that little thickened wall, like the bowel wall. It's not the autonomic nerve wreath. It's a thickened bowel wall, and it's thickened due to the level of lymphagglomeration. Sometimes you see a thick wall. Sometimes you can barely see it. But you also see the relationship of the malabsorption ring and the pupil to that thickness of that wall. See? So then that just correlates. So now we're looking at, now we're into specific tissue that are genetically weak, and now you get to see the extra bump of lymphatic stagnation that's involved there. So the first order of the day to fix anything, come back and address this original cause of the problem, the lymphatic system and acidosis. You don't address this, you're going out addressing the tissues. That's what allopathy's doing, because without this understanding, the basic premise, the basic foundation of the understanding of life and of and the body, you're out in the nowhere land. You're lost with Lego pieces and you don't know how they go together, or jigsaw puzzles that you don't have a picture. How do they go? Where does this one go? Oh, this is a thyroid problem. Where does this go? See? So you got to come back to the beginning. You got to come back to what system's down, what side of chemistry are you on. Okay, now we've established the foundation of man's suffering. That's the key. The foundation of man's suffering is living on the acid side of life, whether it's the acid emotions, negative feelings, gossip, backbiting, hate, that sort of thing. Thinking too much is a negative. And of course, and the types of thoughts, okay, are vibrational, obviously. Love has a different vibrational connotation than hate. You know, that sort of thing. Words are power, right? All right, now, tying into this, you got varicose veins. My T3, T4, TSHs are normal. All right? Now, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'll be honest with you. You can have normal T3s, T4s. Everything looks normal. Now, what's normal? You can have, like, a TSH can be down around, let's say, 1, and still be within normal ranges, but you be low in it and see the kick. So you don't want a medical doctor to say you're fine. Look at your ranges and where are you in the range? Are you low range? Are you high range? That makes a difference. No, you're within normal ranges. Everything's fine. No, you have spider veins and varicose veins. So you're having calcium being removed. Now, that's a diet that's acidic. But how fast can you rebuild that? And if you rebuild it fast, maybe your parathyroid is in perfect shape. Or maybe not. So that's the thing. It doesn't hurt to work on these tissues whatsoever. But look at these TSHs and the T4 and see which range you're in. But this is thyroid anyway. This is not parathyroid. And you want to look at the PTHs. We're in the parathyroid gland. This is all thyroid gland. But you know, you could have a little thyroid bump with the parathyroid. A lot of eyes, I see parathyroids chronic and the thyroid in good shape. So there can be differences there. Now, burning sensation when I pass urine and stools, but only when consuming spicy Indian foods. Yeah. But it also shows that your bicarbonate could be low and you're not really neutralizing some of that. But yeah, you get into the cayennes and stuff. If your pancreas and bicarbonate's a little low, you might not be neutralizing these a little bit, and you could feel the burn going out. But that could show some digestive issues there a little bit. But again, spice can hit you all the way out. But again, I think I would put my attention toward pancreatic on that one. Now, the fact that your urine burns too, I don't know, you have to look at that. You know, when you acids burn. A simple cyst of 1 centimeter in my right, there you go. Kidneys, here we go. Yep, here we go. And you find that almost every time, then. So we're going to his kidneys. He's got a 1 centimeter kidney stone from the right one through, he's got a simple cyst of 1 centimeter in his right kidney. 2 years back, he passed 1 centimeter kidney stone from the right kidney through my urine using homeopathic and Ayurvedic medicines. All right, so he's got a weak kidney on the right side, that's for sure. So we know he's not filtering well on that side. He's got a tailbone pain after driving about 50 miles on my bike. Well, you know, it shows that you had a lot of activity. Probably haven't got a lot of cushions there. You already probably have lymph stagnation, so you probably have a little acidosis there anyway. And then, you know, sitting there, I can see how that would. 50 miles, my tailbone would be going, eh. Plus, I can't sit on a little seat like that. I want a big padded seat. I can't sit on those seats. My butt hurts too much. A lead toxicity. Well, these type of things, there's only one way to get out. No. My anti-CCP was 2.23 OD ratio. Muscle cramps under the left rib cage when I suddenly laugh, and mostly in cold weather. All right, so I'm just saying, it really sounds like you have some parathyroid issues here and some calcium-related issues with that, with the cramping and things like that. The cold can do that. So it sounds to me you're low in calcium utilization. Look at your eyes and look at the thyroid, parathyroid areas. Look at the pituitary areas. Oh, listen, muscle cramp, only when you suddenly laugh and mostly in cold weather. Yeah, I'm going to tell you probably. Now, how about in your calves and things like that? Sensitive to cold weather, feels cold in warm and sweaty conditions. Feels good in warm and wetty. Well, that also could show you that you're also, you know, that's an alkaline side when you're too cold, too. Sounds like your thyroid isn't working well. And your TSHs, but like I said, look at the low ends. See if you're not kissing the low end of these stats, because that all sounds thyroid and parathyroid to me. Now, could have some pituitary suppressing these. So when you're sensitive to cold like that, and you go on raw foods, ooh, you can get really cold. So you want to handle most of this in the summertime if you can. And the trouble is, I need you to go on cold foods to fix it. See, that's some of the problems. But you can use warm herbal teas to fix this. I feel sometimes nerve dragging pain from my buttock to feet because of lower spine discs narrowing. Okay, so, I mean, what you're saying to me, my dear friend, is that you have acidosis throughout the body. You have lost calcium to this acidosis, and so you're seeing structure suffer from this. You're also seeing neurological suffering from this, and it could be that you're also, it's obvious that with a kidney weakness like this that the adrenals are down. How much? Right? We all have kidney and adrenal weaknesses, just how much? So, if the adrenals are down and you have a myelin sheaths are down, so and you have nerve rings in your eyes, that means your myelin sheaths are chronic. So that would additionally create additional pain in acidic areas. Oh, yeah. You know, the healthier the myelin sheaths, the better pain tolerance you have. When you lose the myelin sheaths, you know, and again, this goes back to kidney and adrenals, the lymph system and acid. I mean, you're back at the wall here. You're back at the wall at the causative factors of these things. I mean, you can't get any more causative factors than the chemistry you're swimming with, the chemistry you're interfacing with, basically your lifestyle and the genetics that you came in here with. That's what you're sitting on. You're not sitting on diseases and crap that's coming out of minds that can't understand this. So you have to look at that. And you have to get into the mode of fixing all these things, my dear one. And you want to stop the narrowing of the discs. This is all acidosis, and it's calcium coming out of the discs. So that's the other thing. You're going to lose the discs for the narrowing of the discs, compressions, and you can just go on and on and on with that. This is, you know, dragging nerve pain in my left groin, which radiates somehow to testicles. But my scrotum veins are normal. You know what? No, this is all that. He's asking, is this because of varicose veins or nerve compression in my spine? Well, it could be because of nerve compression in your spine. Take it back. Where are we at? We're at the lymph system. We're at acidosis. Could be major, chronic. You got to get this. To effect a change in the affected cells, we're now in the body. All right? We're now in tissues. To see the effect of this, that's where you see your eyes. How involved is your testicles or scrotum area or what? Are you have chronic right testicle or left testicle to match the kidney? Where's your prostate? Where's your lower spine? You know, to get the real right on answers to those, that's where the eyes are the most invaluable tools. Man holds in his little hands. One of the greatest tools, this is why Dr. Jensen in his new discourse series that never made it out, called it Iridology, the Master Science. Because you can literally see the lymph system and the cells of the human body and what's happening to the blood. Now if you want blood chemistry, that's other sciences. There's other sciences involved, absolutely. But none to see the cells and the fluids and the genetic stance. Just amazing. Instead of boo-hooing things, medical doctors, I suggest you start opening your consciousness up and grabbing a hold of some of these and getting your reputations on the other side instead of on the bad side. You know, that's why you fight lawsuits and you fight all this stuff. You need to get on our side, which is the side of health and healing and feeling good. My prostate is normal in size. That doesn't mean anything. But when I passed my urine, had incomplete feeling sometimes. It could be bladder, but I'm telling you, get the eyes, because that's when you're going to really see just all the tissues affected by back here. All the lymph system agglomerated. The kidneys obviously are weak. So what? How bad are you? What systems are involved and how bad are they? Because the pain and everything you're experiencing, you're a product of that. That's for sure. It's not something strange and no, it's a product of everything we're talking about. But how bad? You know, when you start getting pain and deeper pain, the bad could be bad. I'm serious. And in you younger people, you're working harder than ever because you're genetically more involved, more lymphatically involved. Sad thing. That's why so many of these letters are from younger people. Sad stuff in my world. That's it, my dear. Can I do yoga with varicose veins? Absolutely, but let's get them strengthened up sooner than later. So I definitely would think about parathyroid formula, maybe pituitary herbs, endocrine gland herbs, adrenals. Take a parathyroid glandular. I would do a glandular whether you're a meat eater or not. I would do a glandular for the parathyroid. When you get into a Barry Stat emergency situation, forget it. It doesn't matter. You're a God person anyway. Doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter what you are. You are still coming out of the Godhead. You can't change that. Yes, what you eat makes a big difference in getting home in terms of giving you a lighter body, making you feel better, freeing your consciousness from the change of this world. Yes, 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 yes. Agreed, 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 agreed. But remember, shift your attention from instead of to the helpless little human being that's looking up to the divine, or are you from the divine using a little human body? Be the divine, my dear ones, because you are all the divine to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember the old Sufi saying, God absorption. Absorb into God. Let yourself go. Just like you ever ride the wind? You ever meditate where you just follow the wind, get out of body and just follow? Just absorb into the all. But with your awareness. Please tell me how to fix my health issues. Lots of love and great respect from India. Ooh, I'm wanting vegetable korma now. I gotta go have Indian food. It's lunchtime. Maybe that's where all this mucus came from, was all that Indian food. But the best Indian restaurant, they closed up. Now we have one more in town. It's a little traditional, a little hot, and that's hard on me, but there you go, and crunched Indian food. Hello, my name is Sandy, and I'm making Indian... No, I'm delusional now. I have recently been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, H. pylori, and I have had my gallbladder removed. Holy crap. Honey, how old are you? I have been on a high protein, low carb diet with very little fruit, if any, due to being pre-diabetic. You know what gets me is these medical doctors scare people all the time. You're pre-diabetic, and then they put you on these high protein, and look what you suffered with doing it. I haven't taken the meds for the pylori. Then don't take them either. Easy to clean that out. You clean the gut out, man. You just, get on the GI broom and the stomach and bowel formula. Get on the lymphatics and the kidneys. Yeah, that's easy. The pylori, that's easy. The stomach, that's easy. Clean all that, that's easy. That is terrain stuff. Now, you had your gallbladder removed. Why? All right, stones. So, to see stones or gallbladders that are falling apart, what side of chemistry must we be on? Let's pull ourselves back. Pull ourselves back here. We're back to the wall of science. Back here to the wall, right? What side of chemistry destroys gallbladders? Acids, right? What system is the acids predominantly deals with? Lymph. There we go. Wait a minute. Where is the gallbladder? Tucked in where? The liver. You've got to remember, you've got to go after your liver now. You could have stones in your liver. I'm telling you, you got to go after your liver as well. But wait a minute, the lymph system is through the liver as well. Oh, wait a minute, the lymph system's all through the bowels, which is the liver's just a branch off of that. Well, wait a minute, the pancreas is right across the street. It's got to be backed up in there too. Oh my God, and then it's got to be backed up where? In my heart, my lung. It's got, see where I'm going? You're systemically involved. The weaker the areas, the more lymphatically involved, guys. That's truth and honesty, the way it is. High protein just did you in, honey. Just did you in. I keep telling people, you got to get away from that. Okay, so Hashimoto's. Again, what brings... All right, we're at the wall. Now let's pull out. We're going to go visit up to the thyroid. We visited the gallbladder. Whoops, the gallbladder's been removed. Why? Acidosis, the lymph stagnation, right? Blood didn't do it. If the blood destroys your gallbladder... It's impossible. Why is it impossible that your blood could destroy your gallbladder? Because you'll be dead before it could. There's no way you could live long enough. That leaves only one system left. Only one. Only one. And that's a great lymphatic system. And you guys are the few humans that know about it. Good stuff. So the H. pylori, I mean, you just got to clean your lymph system. You can't get mad when everybody starts living on you. I mean, that's nature. Nature, it's true with deer, rabbit, everybody else. Parasites live in and on them. It's just the nature of nature. And you just have to realize that. If you don't like different types of parasites, then you have to detox them out of you, kill them, and get them out of you. But they're just enjoying the food, if you know what I mean, and you're supplying it. So we got to clean the body out. That's all there is to it. Thyroids go down. I'm at the thyroid. Oh, look at the lymph stagnation all over the place. You're going to realize when you start, how do you suppress something? I'm a cell in your thyroid gland. I'm just hanging out. How do you stop me? How do you suppress me from functioning? Maybe I'm giving you a little T3 in the body. How are you suppressing my function outside of my genetic memories? Outside of that, how do you suppress my functionability? You only have two ways to suppress my functionability. Well, let's go physical. There's only two ways physically you can suppress my functionability as a cell or cells in my thyroid. Blood or lymph. Base or acid. And if it's genetically weak, who did it to themselves in the first place and then passed it? See, it's no mystery when you understand this level. When you understand truth and understand what you guys are up against, it becomes very simple. And you can apply these truths to each and every situation. Each and every situation. Pull yourself back. What system am I having trouble in? What side of chemistry am I on? Okay, now I'll go up to where the trouble is. Oh, the thyroid. Okay, well, wait a minute. Oh, look, I see a little pituitary. I got a little pituitary going on, too. Now, you remember, there's just a few of those places where you have to look maybe just a little further. And when it's the endocrine glands, it's only one of the big system of that. You got to go to the boss. Go to the boss, the pituitary. So, now, she's pre-diabetic. What's that mean? All right, so let's throw the word diabetes out. That's a disease, right? So let's throw that out the door. So you're having trouble. You're starting to have trouble with sugar metabolism, correct? That's where you're having trouble with, sugar metabolism. Or you're having trouble with insulin, either production of insulin, or you're having trouble with cortisol, one of the two. What? All right, now, who's producing these two substances? Cells. They're not just produced out of thin air, right? Cells, right? Wait a minute. I'm a cell in your adrenal gland, and my job is to produce cortisol, but wait a minute. Oh, I can't breathe. This is so much lymph. I'm going to tell you that you see this in Irishology, all you guys, especially from the classes, remember what I say. Heavy lymph stagnation when they get to the adrenal glands, or very heavy lymph stagnation, take that serious. When I write heavy lymph stagnation on your Irish reports, take that to the bank, guys. That means you're in trouble. And very heavy means tumors, cysts, crap's about to hit the fan. Can't spend years with heavy acidosis around tissue and wonder why I'm having problems. You know, it's just the ignorance of all apathy, and you guys don't have to be that way. You guys can learn the truth of this and see what we in this clinic are up against. And you, most of you already are. You've already been through this anyway. I'm speaking, preaching to the choir to a lot of you. So pre-diabetic is just telling yourself that your adrenals are going down, duh, which all of ours are, and the kidneys are going to go down with it. If they're not already, get a picture of the iris. Now, she's on Armour. Oh, wait a minute. But I have started taking Armour Thyroid. You know what? Instead of taking a hormone, Armour is a natural T3. Armour is a natural hormone. Natural thyroxine. Animals. So when you say you don't want to take an animal product, remember what Armour is. Now, why not take a glandular where you're not taking a hormone? Because if you take a hormone or a steroid or a neural transmitter that your body's producing for you, your body will cease to produce it. It'll start slowing down the production of it. Your body isn't stupid. When your body perceives this chemistry in it, it will not produce more. It'll produce less. And these guys know that. They don't know how to make a thyroid stand up and salute. And you know what? They should be more into glandulars than us. I've always thought glandular should be more medical, but no, they're into toxic, deadly pharmaceuticals. The glandular is the perfect way, and I take a low one because it isn't difficult to pop up the thyroid with a glandular. But what else do you have to remember with this? Don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. I've got another gland sitting right up here. I'm at your throat right now. I'm at your thyroid, okay? What's up here that could control that too? Pituitary. You've got to look at that, right? I'm just telling you, that's the one little hiccup that we have here with all of this other stuff. We have the master system, the master controlling system, the central nervous system, CNS, central nervous system, the brain, the hard drive, the physical communication link to the mind. The brain doesn't think. Don't insult. The mind only uses the brain. Totally about electricity and chemistry. But in quantum physics, what is electricity? Intelligence. Energy is intelligence. Doesn't that pull us back, us Indian friends? Doesn't that pull us back to consciousness? Absolutely. That's what intelligence is. That's what awareness is. Oh, man. Excuse me. I've been doing a little fasting and detoxifying, and I'm getting it up. Come on. So, you see where I'm going with this, Sandy? I would slip to about a 50 milligram at most thyroid glandular, maybe one twice a day. See where I feel, because anything you take in a thyroid, you stimulate the thyroid too much, what do you get? Hyperactivity, hyperthyroidism, right? Hyperactivity, heart racing, right? Too much, you slow down. You know, take responsibility for yourself. When you go on Armour, you're going to make your thyroid weaker. You go on Synthroid, Levothyrox, same thing. It makes everything weaker. Makes things stronger is the actual cell itself. Go to the glandulars. It's proven to make things stronger. And then you don't have to just pop it up just for symptomology, but then fix the problem. You're not fixing the problem taking a glandular. you're fixing a problem when you get your when you go back to the wall here, you go back to the very causative factor, and you fix that. Now you're fixing the thyroid permanently. You're using the glandular just to give yourself a less symptomology, like treatment, but you've got to fix the cause of this. And whether the thyroid is genetically weak, how do you fix it? How do you make a genetically weak cell wake up to its higher potential? Consciousness, the very thing it came out of. Well, what? How do we reach that? Through the very chemistry, through the food source. I'm telling you, it's a lot more about creation and about why we eat different plants and the intelligence of these plants. You, most humans have no clue, nor are they ready to hear those answers. But it's enough to say that there's a lot in a piece of fruit that humans don't know a lot. So it's enough to say that's how you go after that, my dear, and you will be successful. All right, so I am hungry. You guys got me going on Indian food, so barring anything happening this afternoon, I'd like to come back and finish a bunch. Barring nothing coming up. But I enjoy talking to you guys about this because this is a good way for you guys to learn how to become practitioners and how to heal the world in yourself. And it gives you a leg up. It makes you more awake and powerful and less a leaf blowing in the wind where someone tells you a bunch of lies and you don't know, so you follow it until you get beat up there and then someone tells you a bunch of lies. No. Q&A, guys. I love you. Wait.
Cheers, mate.
Hmm? Yeah, baby.
For the last time. No.
I don't like that one. I like this one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Crikey.
And I like a crikey. I love you guys. Thanks so much for spending the hours listening to us. Love you, Indians. Send me some food. A bad one would be Ras Malai. I didn't say the word Ras Malai. I didn't say it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for spending your time and getting yourselves well. Don't get frustrated. Just get awake. Just get aware. Always know the cause. Pull back to the cause. Pull back to chemistry. Pull back to the two sides of chemistry. Pull back to the two fluid-based systems that takes care of the cell. The cell's just sitting there. I'm just a little cell genetically told what to think and do. And you guys are getting it. And it's just amazing to see what's going on out there. I'm so proud of all you guys. It's so cool what you're doing to this world. It's all because of you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit his website, Dr. Morris's HerbalHealthClub.com, for more information. Also, if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. Come join us on other platforms, Instagram and Twitter at Robert Morse ND. So, until then, stay happy and come back soon.